Next patient is Joseph Bowman, JOSEPHBOWMAN. Today is 5/6. He was born 4/14. This is a 53-year-old gentleman. Comes in today because he needs a refill of his metoprolol 50 milligram. The medication is doing a good job for his blood pressure. He has no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting. He does have some abdominal pain, epigastric pain in the past, has had some leg pain. Also recently was hospitalized in Tulsa, Oklahoma because he inhaled something at work. He's an oil worker and was hospitalized overnight, period. New paragraph, family history, no colon cancer, but dad died of some kind of cancer. Mom is still alive. COVID immunization, none, allergy, none. Social, minimal ETOH, no smoking at this time. Surgery, he had bilateral lung surgery because of popcorn lung, in quotation, at age 15. Does not have any history of alpha-1 antitrypsin antibody deficiency or any other issues. Has not had any problems with his lungs since then. Medical problems, hypertension, history of diabetes in the past, but is not taking any medication for diabetes currently. His only medication is metoprolol, period. New paragraph, COVID, none, allergy, none. On exam, 172 pounds. 98%, 97.8, 1685, 167 over 101, out of blood pressure medication, of course. Heart positive, swollen positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows no rash, or close with tendon, logic or non-focal. Assessment number one, recent hospitalization because of some kind of toxic inhalation. Next number, blood work has been done during the hospitalization. Next number, he doesn't want any blood work because he wants to bring that to us. Next number, because of his exposure, we looked at his heart. His heart looked normal. Next number, carotid ultrasound was within normal limits. Next number, epigastric tenderness caused us to look at his gallbladder, which is normal. Next number, he does have very mild fatty liver. Next number, mild BPH. Notice he does have some BPH symptoms. Next number, lower extremity shows no edema, no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number's findings were discussed with the patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.